There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Hi, I'm Bowen from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Matt from Las Culturistas. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship?
Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business.
You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Hello, readers, Katie's publicists, and finalists. We are interrupting the Las Culturistas feed for a preview of the latest episode from our friends at Stradiolab, a podcast about straight culture hosted by Culture Award winners Sam Taggart and George Severus. This week, they talk to none other than comedy legend Kathy Griffin. Here's a sneak peek, and to hear the full episode, search for Stradiolab, no spaces, in your podcast app of choice.
Okay, podcast starts now. Wow.
Wow.
Today we are in the studio in Hollywood, California.
The life updates are nonstop.
Nonstop. I wish they would stop.
I literally wish for one day there were no life updates.
I would actually be so grateful to have one day where I don't have to text anyone that anything has happened.
I swear to God, the way I am fielding phone calls left and right, you would not believe. So first of all, I'm visiting LA. That's right, to do my famous stand-up show. Sold out 2 nights, baby. And the other day, in the same day, you were in the hospital getting surgery while my sister-in-law was giving birth. 2 hospitals, 2 coasts, 2 patients.
2 shows.
You know, I'm feeling like, you know, the Carmela Soprano, the matriarch at home, that's like, I hope my boys are okay. That's my Southern Carmela Soprano. And meanwhile, my mom, who's very invested in both things, like, how's Sam? How's the baby? Calling me the second I'm, you know, entering a work thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm visiting you at the hospital. I'm saying, I need to bring him 2 pastries. What if he's hungry? What if my boy is hungry?
And guess what? I was.
And you were. Of course, I'm getting a FaceTime to meet the baby while I'm at the other hospital. Then I'm like in the lobby of the hospital, people around me, you know, having God knows what. And then I'm like in the best mood ever, being like, she's so cute. And then everyone around me is like in the process of like dealing with some terrible illness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you've really held it all together.
Thank you. You've been
my rock. You've been the rock to so many people this week. I had a surgery and, you know, I'm to the point and I so many calls, so many texts, my family's like, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. How are you? And I'm like, I don't have time.
Yeah. Well, there is a sort of Munchausen-esque thing happening with you where no one knows exactly what the deal is.
Well, that's because it's not a quick word. You can't be like, oh, I had an appendectomy.
Of course.
You know, mine was sort of custom.
Yes. And you always go custom.
If you're getting your surgeries off the rack, you need to grow up. It's 2024.
Yeah,
we're in Los Angeles.
It's Oscars weekend. Like, if you're out there literally getting like your leg amputated, like grow up,
get a custom surgery.
Yeah.
Just know that it's perfectly fine and was sort of kidney related. And yeah, I'm gonna say it. I have a catheter in currently.
No. So we were saying, you know, we'll bring our guest in a second, and I am dying to. But the big debate this weekend was we are having, you know, one of our true idols, role models, like she is mother, you know, everyone agrees, yes. Everyone has voted and she is the president of the United States.
Yes.
And meanwhile, you have a catheter and there's no way around it.
There's no way around it.
And the debate is, we were like, will Kathy find it funny if we bring it up or will she immediately leave the room?
And to me, it had to be brought up because it is so notable. It is. And I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I like the fear that struck me when the doctor told me that. And then I was like, the first thing I thought was like, so I'm going to be in the room with Kathy Griffin trying to do a comedy podcast while I have a catheter in.
Okay, we actually need to bring her in because I'm shaking with anticipation.
Oh my God, please welcome
please
to the podcast.
Please welcome literally the president of the United States, Kathy Griffin.
Oh my God, I love her. She is. A round of applause. All right, first of all, I'm so honored because I went on Twitter before it became X, which is now just a Nazi playground.
Yeah.
But prior to that, when it mattered, I asked my fans, I said, Gaga has her monsters. Mm. Nicki Minaj has the barbs. What do you guys want to be called? And the number one vote was they wanted to be called catheters.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So I'm honored.
Huge.
And my catheters support you. I have had a catheter. I found it to be a great relief because when I didn't have it and could not void, which is the doctor word for pee, it was so painful. I felt like somebody was standing on my bladder with a combat boot laughing. So my question is, how does your dick feel?
Uncomfortable.
Okay.
It feels uncomfortable, but not in a, it's been getting better every day. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've had it since Thursday.
How long do we have it?
Till Monday.
Okay.
But I will say every time I move, I'm like, ow, eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the big part of the narrative is Sam's doctor is being very chill about all of this.
Oh, he's the chillest guy you've ever met.
Sam didn't even know he was going to have to do this. And the doctor was like, what's the big deal?
Right.
He was really like, well, most people would even want this. Like, why are you being so weird about it?
And you're like, well, I have work. Like, will I be able to go to work? She's like, yeah, why wouldn't you?
It's like, okay, well, it's a normal question. The doctor's acting like none of us don't have a catheter.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
And then I also felt gaslit because I told my mom and I was like, isn't it crazy that we're going to, you know, have to record in Sam and the catheter. And she's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, why is everyone trying to gaslight us into thinking it's normal to walk around with a catheter?
My mom was like, that's horrible. And I was like, okay, well, don't go that hard. Like, I do have to do it.
There has to be, we have to split the baby.
Yes.
I wish I had one in. Ugh. But I'm also granting that it's horrible and it also could be normalized for people.
Yes. Well, it's normalized.
And that's the society.
Normalize gay guys having catheters.
Thank you. Yeah. It's about time.
It's about time.
Start the movement.
Yes.
I'm going out to dinner tonight and I think I cannot stop thinking about how funny it will be to like be having a martini.
Yeah.
And a catheter in.
You can. Are you gonna
talk
drain?
About high low.
How often are you going to drain yourself?
I think I'm going to go as often as maybe like every hour.
When the bag fills.
When the bag fills.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I keep saying, for some reason, I keep referring to having the catheter as diva mode unlocked.
Well, that's fabulous.
That is fabulous.
You turn that turn that frown upside down with that expression.
Oh, I don't even need to pee.
Nope.
Diva mode unlocked.
Honestly, Diva Mode Unlocked would be a great album title for you.
It would be really good.
Or a special title.
Yeah.
I think that's really genius.
I love it.
I have to confront you about something, which is, so I'm, as everyone, every listener knows, I grew up in Greece. My family is Greek. And I happened to see on a social media platform that you went to Madonna with Nia Vardalos,
who's number one. The queen of Greece.
Literally the queen
of
Greece.
She is the Britney Spears of Greece. She cannot go 3 feet in Greece without being mobbed by fans.
Literally, and that's not a joke.
No.
And I, last summer, was in Greece, and a friend of mine...
From my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
From my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
The Empire franchise.
And by the way, I was recently rewatching Curb. She's in a season one episode of Curb.
I had
playing
no idea.
Like Larry's like doctor or something. I can't remember.
Hmm. She's great.
She's incredible. One of the biggest like pains of my life was I was in Greece and my friend had me over for lunch or something. And it turned out that the previous day she had Nia Vardalos over and I had missed that lunch and went to the other lunch with a stranger that I had never met in my life.
That is not appropriate when you could have been with the queen of Greece.
Literally. So, so how was... Are you friends with her?
I'm friends with her. Okay. We've been friends for a long time. I don't even remember how I met her. You know, a lot of these celebs, I meet them at like, I call it the charity circuit.
Yes, of course.
You know, I went to a thing last night for the Gay and Lesbian Center, and I ran into Gabrielle Union, who I haven't seen in years, or Gabby, as I call her, or at least as she was called back in the day. And I don't know how I know Nia, but I love that she has this one country where she can go, and she's got to have security, and everybody wants a piece of her, and then she goes and hangs out with Tom and Rita.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Tom
I know.
And Rita.
Because you know the big
honorary
thing.
King and Queen of Greece.
Well, 100%. Yeah. And not even honorary. Excuse you, Rita Wilson
Sorry.
Is Greek.
That's right. Oh. That's right. But so there are two Greek yeah. queens.
When I was growing up, the big thing was Tom and Rita had a home in, I believe, Antiparos, which is an island, and he would. There were stories that he would grill on the beach and like give everyone like a little souvlaki,
oh,
a little
can
sausage.
You imagine
Fun.
Getting sausage from yeah. Tom Hanks.
And Rita, of course, is, you know, dancing in the corner doing traditional Greek
yes.
dance.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Nia Vardalos of gay guys?
Kind of.
Yeah, you
I
really
mean,
are.
I admit
Nia Vardalos.
When we went to Madonna, I don't know if you know the movie Soap Dish, but it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, love.
No, and there's a
it.
Great scene where Sally Field isn't getting recognized enough. And so Whoopi Goldberg takes her to a mall in Jersey. And I have to admit, walking into the Madonna concert with Sia, Paris Hilton, Lunel, and Nia Vardalos, and I got a lot of shout outs, like a lot yeah. of hey Kathy, and I was stopping, and they're of course very famous, so they're all going really fast, getting to the seats. I'm not gonna speed up that moment, so I was slowing down, posing. I let go of Paris at least three times and said yeah. you're on your own, bitch. Yeah. It's my time now. But it was a fantastic night. We had a wild girls evening, and I did do a post about it on my TikTok or my Instagram. You can see it, because as much as we all worship the Queen Madonna, I did not know she has a strict no air conditioning policy, which Rosie O'Donnell said extends to her life and her homes.
Wait, really?
Yes, because she thinks it's unhealthy. And so we ended up leaving early because I'm an older gal, and we actually started getting overheated. And even though Paris Hilton was dressed up like S&M Madonna in some little outfit she got from trashy lingerie that day, mm-hmm. Lunel was in like these Fendi sweaters, and Sia had on this big taffeta gown that had layers to it, and we kept tripping on it and sitting on it. So we ended up having to leave early. And as a gay man, I feel very guilty about that. And I would not be surprised if Madonna yelled at me, although I don't know her. But if I ever met her, mm-hmm. I'm ready for her to yell at me and say, who do you think you are leaving my show
I
early?
Think it would be an honor for you to be.
Yeah, that
would be
huge.
Thrilled.
Yeah.
I would be laughing and crying at the same time and davening.
You know, she yelled at Andy Cohen when I saw her
well,
in New York.
Well, somebody should.
Well, I mean, you're telling
a
me.
A lot of people are now.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, that's true. Wait, why did she yell at him?
Because she was like, she sort
she
of
said,
saw
like,
him.
Stop saying bad shit.
Because he like talks about her on Watch What Happens Live, and she like spotted him in the crowd and was like, "Andy, you stupid fat."
Yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't say that, but
no, but
honestly,
it was implied.
She should have. Yeah.
It was implied.
It was implied.
Well, look, I gotta say, I loved her show. I think it's an amazing show. You should go see it if you can.
It's really amazing.
And the fact that she's doing the same dance moves as the freaking videos in the MTV heyday, and she's 65, is pure inspiration. And so I've been reading a lot of ageist comments on TikTok and Instagram, and I'm not having it.
No.
That is our queen. And does she sing? You know, probably not. But we don't really go to hear the actual singing. We don't
wow, the ageism is coming from inside the house.
That's right.
The accusations
the
are coming from Kathy
well,
Griffin.
She's not Maria Callas. Yeah. I'm just saying. She never was. But she's our Madonna.
Yeah.
And the way she gives up the hits and she sings Bad Girl, which she hardly ever sings live,
yes.
and Live to Tell, and she gives up the hits, and it's a 2.5-hour show. You know, not that I'd know because we left
early.
But they tell me. No, but it's a great show. And I love that she's doing it at 65 because I don't think it's desperate. I think she's proving a point
completely.
That while Cher still tours, which is also one of my faves, but Madonna, just the dancing part is what kills me. And just so you know, the Janet Jackson tour is also amazing. And
I
Janet at
good.
60 is doing the same moves from the videos and also not singing, but not important to me.
Right.
Not important to me.
Who is singing?
Sia.
Okay.
Sia,
yeah.
sing.
Sia
Miley.
Sing.
That's
Miley
true.
Sings.
I love Miley.
Yeah. Gaga sings.
Gaga sings, right?
Yes.
I am over. I don't need everyone to sing.
I mean, here's the big question.
I don't need Britney to sing
no,
at all.
No, God, no.
When I did go see her Vegas residency, I did go with a genuine heterosexual who I dragged.
Beautiful.
Who I'm divorcing because of this. No, I'm just kidding. But he turned to me and he, about 20 minutes in, so sincerely, he goes, I don't think she's even really singing. I think she's lip syncing. I go, look around. You think these gays care?
Yeah.
These gays are doing cartwheels. Their phones are out.
True.
They're jumping
true.
Up and down and dancing. Nobody gives a shit. She's doing the best she can.
I think
and
that's
she's
why
our Britney.
Yeah. And that's why Miley is such a big deal when she comes out
yes.
because people are like, oh my God, people can sing if they want.
Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
Get out of town with Kelly Clarkson.
I know.
She can sing anything.
I know. You know what the big mystery is?
What?
Beyonce.
Beyonce probably does. I would think she does like half and half because you can't dance that much and sing.
I agree.
That's what people have to understand.
Yeah.
She's really, really moving around doing real choreography. So she's probably got the autotune mic, which is also fine with me.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. It's part of the whole show and it's a show. It's not a recording session.
No.
We're not in the studio with Phil Spector trying not to get shot. We're just trying to make the gays happy and do a lot of fun dancing.
That was an incredible little snippet. To hear the rest of the episode, find Stradio Lab wherever you get your podcasts.
Now get back to work.
We don't pay you to just sit around and listen to gay guys talk.
Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.